Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Brittany Coleman, and I play Bobby in Company.
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim's musical Company is coming to the Kennedy Center Opera House from March 12th through the 31st. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. So before we get started, remind us the basic premise, but also how it's sort of a bit of a, I think it's like a bit of a gender swap, right? Like the original musical was about this, you know, forever bachelor and interacting with all of his married friends. But talk about how it switched this time and you know, why you think that was a good idea.
Yeah. So the premise of the show is basically it's the evening of Bobby's 35th birthday. And the whole caveat is that Bobby is single, unmarried, no kids. And a lot of their married friends have strong opinions about that. So it was originally written for a man in 1969, 1970. And we have swapped the genders of Bobby as well as some of the genders of the married couples to have Bobby be a female. And there's something about a woman turning 35, unmarried, without kids in 2024 that resonates a bit differently than a man without kids in 1970.
Right, exactly. And that, I guess, original on Broadway, it was Dean Jones, but then George Shakiris of you know, West Side Story fame, I think was the first one that did it in that 1971 North American tour. But now you're stepping in the shoes of, you know, of now Bobby is B-O-B-B-Y is now B-O-B-B-I-E, and it's her 35th birthday party. And I think you're right. It's for our time. It's, I think, a cool way to do it. What's so fun about, you know, we did the premise and sort of the plot summary, you know, the gender swap setup. But as far as a role, why is it such a juicy one to play? Why do you enjoy the character?
Yeah, this character is on stage the entire time. And it's interesting to just see these couples kind of come in and out of the scenes and in and out of her life, essentially. And it's an iconic role, and it's definitely an honor to play it. I was with the Broadway company as well, and I've really seen so many iterations of this show and seeing how revered it is by a lot of people who love Stephen Sondheim. And I don't know, it's just interesting, especially now doing the show on the road and introducing the show in context to a lot of people. Some of these songs are some of Stephen Sondheim's best. Being Alive, Marry Me a Little. We've got The Ladies Who Lunch in there. It's really, really, really wonderful and special to be able to sing these songs, but also introduce a lot of people to these songs in context of the show. A lot of feedback has been, oh, wow, I didn't realize, like, oh, this is how this song starts, or this is the situation in which, you know, Bobby sings the song rather than just hearing it in concert version. So yeah, it's an honor.
Well, speaking of which, let's go into some of the songs. What are some of those? I mean, and Stephen Sondheim, rest in peace, just lost him a couple in recent years, but obviously a legend. But, you know, some of your favorite standout numbers in the show, or jog our memories if folks haven't seen it in a while?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know Being Alive. That's a very popular one as far as like songs that people do in concerts. And that comes at the very, very end of the show. And that's really, really special to sing. I love to listen to Judy McLean. She plays Joanne in the show. And she's kind of the matron of our cast for the most part. And being able to just sing this incredible 11 o'clock number. Patti LuPone did it in New York. I also got to see her play it on the West End. And it's a really iconic number. And it's really fun to be opposite Judy and watch her sing that every night.
And Patti LuPone not only was in the revival, she won a Tony for the featured actress, right? In the revival. Yeah.
She sure did. Yep. There's Another 100 People. There's Not Getting Married Today, which is a really popular, what we call patter song, where it's not necessarily sung, but it's a lot of really quick words strung together. That's a patter song. And it's one of the highlights of the entire show. It's great. Not Getting Married
Patter
Today.
Song. I learned something today. I've never heard that. All right, patter. I'm going to start using that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Why was Stephen Sondheim, what do you think his genius was? Like, what about the writing of these songs, the melodies or the lyrics or whatever? Why do you think they're so timeless?
Yeah, Stephen Sondheim is truly his own category of work. He has now become an adjective to describe a certain type of writing, which kind of encapsulates the entire human experience. I think all Stephen Sondheim shows deserve to be seen more than once, because especially as an actor, I know we take something different out of it every night, or we discover something new that we didn't realize before. And there's just so much. He doesn't spoon feed you how to feel or how to think about any of the numbers. It really kind of leaves the opinions in the audience's hands. It's really, really special.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. In terms of like visually, like I know the original incarnation, it was like, you know, it was Bachelor in New York City. Is it still set in New York City, or, you know, or is it, yeah. What do we see, you know, set wise?
Yeah. So this show is a love letter to New York City. It's sprinkled throughout the script. So we can't really change the location of it. But you know, you'll see it's very much a series of kind of modern day New York apartments that Bobby is pushed and pulled into throughout.
Gotcha. And how about costumes? I assume is it modern day, or is it sort of set in the, you know, back in like the 70s when the thing was originated?
No, everything is modern day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So just normal contemporary clothes. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. And who's directing you here?
Let's see. His name is Steve Bibow. He basically took the show under his wing for the tour and help us set it in New York before we launched it in Schenectady.
Gotcha. Because it was originally Tony Winter and Marion Elliott, who mm-hmm. did a bunch of stuff. Curious Incident in the Dog Night, all that stuff. But and then handed it off, I guess, for the national tour. But I assume some of the same, I don't know, blocking and stuff probably carries over, I would imagine.
Yep. Yep. I mean, she was around a little bit and she's kind of been overseeing everything. But yeah, she gave her blessing to Steve.
Okay, cool. So, and that you also sort of answered another question, which, so this is part of a national or North American tour. It's not just being staged at Kennedy Center. You guys are, you know, swinging through on your way around the country.
Yeah. I mean, we opened this in October. So
oh,
we've
wow,
been
okay.
For a while now. Mm-hmm.
Well-oiled machine at this point. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I have plenty to work with about the actual show, but I always like to ask, you know, tell us a little more about yourself. You know, where'd you grow up and how'd you get bit by the theater bug?
Yeah, I'm originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I went to musical theater school at U of M. And they have an incredible program there. And I kind of grew up all throughout like elementary and middle and high school, just doing kind of all of the above of like choir and orchestra and theater and drama and all that fun stuff. And I thought, oh, well, there are, you know, college degrees that combine all of these things. So let me try my hand at musical theater. And I didn't realize that Michigan had such a wonderful program until I got in, since I, you know, grew up there. We all take it for granted. And it really kind of ushered me out into New York. So yeah, I've been at it for a minute now.
And what are some of the, you said it got you to New York. What are some of the, are there any other, you know, shows that if some of our folks, I mean, I know we're a DC station, but if people went up to Broadway, would they recognize you from anything from up there?
Yeah. I mean, I was in the Broadway company of Company, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Tootsie, and Sunset Boulevard. Those are my most recents.
Hey, those are all, you know, A-list shows. That's awesome. All right, cool. Well, before we run, pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to our listeners. You know, someone, imagine, you know, they're in their car in DC, stuck in traffic, and they hear this report, you know, just invite them out, you know, hey, everyone come out to Company. You're going to have a good time.
Hey everyone, Brittany Coleman here. I am touring with Company, the musical by Stephen Sondheim and George Firth. We're going to be at the Kennedy Center for the rest of the month. I'm playing Bobby. You'll see a lot of me, and I look forward to seeing you for my 35th birthday.
Awesome. And it is in the character's 35th, not just your actual 35th, just to clarify.
Both. Actually, I did turn 35 in January.
Oh, perfect then. So it's perfect for the cast. All right, yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Again, everyone, it's Stephen Sondheim's musical Company. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center, March 12th through the 31st. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.